a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
South Dakota House representatives will now come to order. Leading us in our prayer today will be Father Mark McCormick from the Pier 4 Pier Ministerial Association. Leading our pledge today will be Andy Shuck from Sturgis.
We'll just spend a few moments in silence, quieting our hearts. We lift up former Governor Bureau Janklow and his family, former congressman, as we keep him in prayers today in a special way for the years of public service he's given to our state and to our nation. As you begin your afternoon session, this is a psalm for praying, an invitation to wholeness. Rejoice in the Beloved, O you holy ones. Praise is a grace of the loving. Praise the Beloved with strings and reeds. Give praise with dance and leaps. Sing a new song and shout with joyful heart. For the word of the Creator is truth, and all creation reflects the faithfulness of the Beloved. Justice and mercy we render to the Holy One, to the universe filled with love divine. By the word of the Beloved, the heavens were made, and all who dwell on earth by the Creator's breath. All creation, from the distant stars to the depths of the sea, held together by love. May all the earth reverence the Beloved, that everyone stand in awe of love. For when the Beloved speaks, it comes to pass. A love's way guides and directs, thus it stands. Without love, nations' counsel come to nothing. The plans of people are futile. The counsel of the Creator is eternal, available to every generation. Blessed are the nations who hear the word and abide in it. All people who respond to the Beloved. For the Beloved dwells in every heart that is opened and free. Into our hands and into our hearts does the Beloved surrender, that we might do with love what we will.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Clerk, please call the roll.
Abdallah, Blake, Boland, Boomgarden, Bruner, Carson, Constant, Cronin, Dielstra, Dennard, Dyden, Elliott, Fargent, Bikert, Feinstein, Gibson, Gosch, Greenfield, Hager, Hanson, Hawley, Hickey, Hoffman, Hubble, Hunhoff, Hunt, Ironclaw, Jensen, Jones, Killer, Kirkaby, Kirschman, Klochek, Kopp, List, Lucas, Lust, Magstad, Miller, Mosher, Musterman, Nelson, Nordstrup, Olson, Perry, Romkema, Rosum, Russell, Schaefer, Schrempf, Scott, Sigdestad, Sly, Solem, Steel Street, Strickers, Torno, Tulson, Turberville, Van Gerpen, Banneman, Vinner, Vercio, White, Wick, Willitson, Wink, Wismer, Speaker Roush.
Here.
Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the second day. All errors typographical or otherwise are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Val Roush, Chair.
All those in favor of approval of the journal signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. I see we had a whole bunch of guests today in the Capitol. Do we have any introductions? Representative Klochek.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We're very honored today. We have the Scotland Kukan Fire in the Rotunda, and of course they did play some dedications for the governor as well. If Roger and Lori Peets would please stand, they're the Peets Kukan Kitchen that sponsored the event, and they brought along with them the Kukan Queen, Audrey Hagee, if she would please stand, their mother and their grandmother, and the Happy Memories Band, Morris Beavers, the director, and their group, and we have Wilberfoss, the dignitary, former legislator, former Republican legislator here as well. The delegation from Scotland Kukan Fire in Pier today, please welcome them to our great state capital, Mr. President, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative. Thank you for coming. Congratulations.
And thank you, Mr. Speaker, honorable members of the body.
Thank you, Representative. We also have with us, I hope they're here, do we have the South Dakota Commission of National and Community Service here yet? Here at the Senate first. They might miss us. We're not in here very long today. Any other announcements? Everybody, they must all be in the Senate at this point. I don't know if the doctor of the day is handy. Bob Holm, on behalf of Representative White and Gibson, doctor of the day from Huron. Is he here? Let's give him a welcome anyway. We'll proceed with business. Motions and resolutions.
Representative Lust moves that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 12:30 p.m. Friday, January 13th, the fourth legislative day.
That Lust motion has been moved in second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. 12:30 tomorrow. Consideration of committee reports.
Representative Hunt moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the arrangements for a memorial service for the 87th legislative session, as found on page 30 of the House Journal, be adopted.
Second.
All those in favor of the Lush motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Representative Hunt moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the selection of chaplains for the 87th legislative session be adopted.
Second.
All those in favor of the Hunt motion? Do I need it? All those in favor of the Hunt motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Representative Sly moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to legislative printing and distribution of bills and journals for the 87th legislative session be adopted.
Second.
All those in favor of the Sly motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Representative Lust moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the compensation for the elected and appointed officers and employees for the 87th legislative session be adopted.
Second.
The Lust motion has been moved in second. Will be up for consideration. All those in favor will vote yay. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Representatives Consett, Feinstein, Hunhoff, Killer, Klocek, Miller, Munsterman, Strickers, and Van Gerpen.
I see some guests from the Senate have arrived over to our side to come and visit us, and we would like them to be introduced. The newly appointed South Dakota Commission on National and Community Service and the Board of Directors of the South Dakota Nonprofit Association are here. The new commission will greatly expand and strengthen South Dakota nonprofits and volunteers with increased support from such federally funded volunteer programs such as Learn and Serve America, AmeriCorps, and Senior Corps. Dennis Dugard designated South Dakota Nonprofit Association as the administrative agency of the new commission. The governor will be meeting with the commission and the SDNA board in rooms 464 at 2:40 today after we adjourn. All legislators are cordially invited to the room immediately following the session to meet these commissioners individually, but I see they're here. Welcome. Would you guys please rise? Thank you for coming, and congratulations. And they are being escorted by former State Senator Tom Cadis. Thank you, Tom, for coming.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 63, excused 7.
Motion having received majority vote of the members elect is hereby declared passed.
Representative Wick moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to making arrangements for the legislative days for the 87th legislative session be adopted.
Second. All those in favor of the Wick motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Ladies and gentlemen, listening in on the internet, we're going to have what we call now first reading of House bills. We are required by law to read the bill in open forum. This day and age, you can read the bill in its entirety on the internet at your pleasure, but we are still required to read at least the title in open forum. So, first reading of House bills.
House Bill 1052, an act to grant discretion to the court with regard to personal appearances and certain adoption appearances.
Speaker refers House Bill 1052 to Judiciary. Any other announcements? I do have one. On behalf of Representative Gosch and Consett, Nicole Keegan, 2011, Milken Educator of the Year. It's the nation's preeminent teacher recognition award, which, among other things, includes a $25,000 cash award, is here joining us today. Congratulations very much, and welcome to the House of Representatives. Representative Rosem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It is a great privilege for me today to introduce to you the South Dakota Teacher of the Year, who just happens to be a school teacher in Mitchell, Pat Moeller, who's up there, up behind the plaque. And he's been teaching math, seventh grade math, for 9 years. And he's sort of special because he's cut his teeth on a couple of my grandchildren. Little does he know, it's the string of a few more.
You're not old enough to have grandchildren.
No, that's true. And he coaches basketball and he coaches tennis. So he's firsthand, I can tell you, he's very, very deserving of this award. Please honor Pat Moeller, please.
Congratulations. I'm glad they were able to make it. It's a very short time of the session period for us during our legislative calendar because the bills are just getting introduced and getting to committees. So we have yet to have actually bill hearings in committees, so not much else action. So at this point, we are ready for announcements, if there's any announcements. Any announcements? Representative Solem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Commerce and Energy will meet tomorrow morning for an organizational meeting at 10 a.m. in 464. Because it is Friday the 13th, we're not going to risk taking any bills.
Thank you. Further announcements. Representative Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just an announcement for the Memorial Service Committee. We'll be meeting at 3 o'clock today in LRC. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Further announcements? State Affairs meeting? Representative Lust?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. State Affairs will meet tomorrow at 8:30. Thank you.
Thank you. 8:30, State Affairs. Further announcements? Representative Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Further announcement, Judiciary will meet at 10 o'clock tomorrow in room 413.
Very good. Any further announcements? Remember, there's a lot of activities going on this afternoon. Take a look at your schedules. A lot of good information being offered to us. And again, 464, go up and meet the new commission. They would appreciate it. They've got a big job ahead of them, but we're excited to have that commission started in South Dakota. Representative Wick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just
just in case somebody's forgotten about it, there is a breakfast tomorrow morning at 6:15 to 7:15 with the National Guard. Thank you.
Very good. Hearing no further announcement, Representative Tolson.
Mr. Speaker, tonight at 7 o'clock, SDSU Jackrabbits play USD, so I just want to put that on your schedule. Thank you.
Was that the sign I saw that they were inviting a friend to dinner or something like that? Is that the... Any further announcements? Representative Turbeville.
Mr. Speaker, I move we adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor of adjournment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
We are adjourned.